I am so excited because in the studio we have someone to answer all of your questions. 312-981-7200. You could text or you can call. And this is the most common question around this time of year, and that is a resolution that I'm going to get into shape. This year, I am going to do it. Kirsten Anderson is here, certified through the National Association of Sports Medicine, a personal trainer at Forteza Fitness, Physical Culture, and Martial Arts in Chicago. Hello there, Kirsten.
Hello.
Welcome to the program. We were talking off the air. I mean, you must have one of those jobs where if you're on an airplane and if the person next to you says, what do? You want to say something like, I'm a used car salesman or I'm a sewer inspector, because if you tell people what you really do, they're going to tell you everything about themselves.
The whole laundry list comes out very quickly as soon as people find out I'm a personal trainer. And it's lovely when people recognize that there's a little bit of a line and they don't want to take advantage. But at the same time, there's a common interest. Everybody cares about their health. And there's so much information out there now about what exercises are best or what diet is supposed to be best. And so there's so much confusion because there's all of this overwhelming information. And so to have a professional who's been in the industry for coming up on a decade, you know, people like to trust the people who are in front of them in a way, you know?
Yeah. So more than anything else, number one on the list is I want to get into shape or I want to lose weight. And they're kind of interconnected with one another, I think, these two things. Now, let's back up a step. In America, getting real, Americans are mostly overweight or obese.
True.
And America is among the leaders on the planet in countries when it comes to diabetes and heart disease and lung disease. Probably several reasons for that, but one reason, overweight and obesity. Yet, we do want to lose weight, and we're not all that good at losing it or staying in shape or getting in shape in the first place.
I think that has a lot to do with this expectation of health as presented by the media, as presented by
my fault.
Diets. It's totally your fault, Steve.
I know.
It's all your fault.
Usually is.
But the reality is that the health in our country, like we have almost a distorted lens that we're looking at it through, because we're looking at health a lot of times through the lens of diet culture, through the lens of, you know, magazine publications or Instagram models that set this unrealistic expectation of what health is supposed to look like. And so with my company and the clients that I work with, I work very hard on bringing a more well-rounded, holistic approach to health and fitness. And the first thing, you know, first and foremost, is that our country, we just don't move enough. Most of our jobs are so sedentary. You know, we do a lot of sitting, and there's science to prove these days that, you know, sitting is just as bad for you as smoking. It's essentially the new smoking is being too sedentary.
I want to talk about that a little bit, because
sure.
That's for all of us. And it doesn't matter even how old you are to an extent. If you're able to move is what experts like you say. Does even a little bit matter? So, for example, if I live in a home where there are stairs, going up and down the stairs is actually a good thing. Go ahead and forget things upstairs or downstairs, because that's actually good. Get up to change the channel, except I don't think most TVs you could physically change the channel anymore like they used to, right?
This is true.
But if you could, you should. The little things throughout the day really do matter. And if you're sitting and working, you'll have to tell me, half hour, hour, whatever they are, breaks, to get up and just move around a little bit. And all of that together matters.
You're hitting the nail on the head. So when people come in with a New Year's resolution, and I saw this when I worked in a box gym, you know, because I've worked for a couple.
What's a box gym?
A box gym is
like where you're in a box.
Not quite. So I worked for a few years at Uptown Fitness.
Uh-huh.
But you know, any gym like a UFC or like any big name fitness gym that you can walk into, right? There's usually an influx of people coming in, trying to jumpstart their new year in a healthy way.
At this time of year.
And the reality is that by week six, so we're halfway through February, and as a personal trainer who's in there all the time, you know, you get that sudden wave. But by week six, it's already on the decline because people are falling off because they've made unrealistic expectations of themselves. And what I would like to impart is that, just like what you were saying, the smallest pieces matter. So think about it from an atomic perspective. So atoms are the smallest piece of matter, but they hold so much energy and so much potential, right? And I'm getting this from a book called Atomic Habits by James Clear. Phenomenal book. But it is those little moments and those little choices throughout the day, throughout the week, throughout the years that really add up. So someone who comes in and says, you know, it's time for me to get in shape. I want to lose this 20 pounds. I want to lose it in 3 months. Okay, that's possible. It's possible. But how long did it take you to put that weight on? It was a slow accumulation of choices that you made over years and years and years. And so in order to reverse that, you can't just do a deep dive and then expect not to yo-yo back up, even if you do hit your goal. So when, like you said, when you're thinking smaller, you're thinking about just getting a little bit more movement in, making sure that you move on the daily, whether it's taking the stairs, going out for a walk. You know, there's a study that happened this year I just read about in the New York Times that said even 4 seconds of vigorous bicycle pedaling a couple times a day shows improvements in endurance and strength for participants of all ages. Mm. So it doesn't have to be, you know, showing up in the gym for an hour and a half and really putting in so much intensity. Because in the long run, it's really more about consistency over intensity. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's fascinating. We have lots of questions here texting. Right now, we're talking to Kirsten Anderson, certified through the National Association of Sports Medicine, a personal trainer at Forteza Fitness, Physical Culture, and Martial Arts. And I want to get to the text here, if we can, Kirsten. All right, so here is, several people have texted and said, essentially, I can't track of those steps on some sort of monitor. Is there a magic number? So 10,000 is the number I keep hearing about. Is there a magic number of steps? Does that matter per person? And also, does it even make a difference in the first place?
In the long run, yes, taking your steps makes a difference, because even if you're only getting 3,000 steps in a day, if you're getting 3,000 steps in a day over the course of a long time, that's a whole lot of fitness that you've done that otherwise you would have removed from your life. To be perfectly frank, there isn't really a magic number. That the 10,000 steps that's so kind of embedded in our culture and our Fitbits and all of those apps, it's kind of arbitrary. Shh, that's a secret. It's kind of arbitrary.
I won't tell anyone.
But that 3 mile mark, and again, this just came out in the New York Times. It was a really helpful article, but they said that 3 mile mark, that shows significant health benefits versus people who go much further than that, and then people who are under that. So that's an interesting point.
So you can go too far, is what you're saying?
There's a healthy balance. There's a healthy balance for everybody. Because walking is such a repetitive movement. You know, what I would say as a personal trainer is walking is great, but we want to diversify our movements, because once you're in your walking gait and you're just kind of going, your body's doing the same thing and we're streamlined. Like your walking pattern has become so habitualized and so streamlined that you're not actually exerting as much energy as you think you might. So changing up, you know, walking sideways, even walking backwards.
So you're saying to have something to drink before you take a walk, so you walk sideways?
I don't necessarily recommend drunken fitness. However, diversifying movements, whether you're walking differently, whether you're incorporating a couple squats when you get to a stop sign, you know, just be playful and take advantage of the multitude of movements that our bodies are capable of.
Question here, those sit, stand, desk, are they better than just sitting?
100%. 100%.
So you're happy that I always broadcast standing, and I'm walking around at commercial breaks going nowhere. I walk like 3 feet to the window, look outside. I don't see anything because we're 18 stories up.
Just pacing holes in the floor.
Yeah. But yeah. Is that good?
Well, being on your feet, our bodies aren't meant to be static. So sitting in one position for a very long period of time actually can do damage to your body. So all of these chairs that you know, they have all these new gimmicky things, right, where it makes you rock, it makes you change your position. But the reality is, and this comes from a dear chiropractor friend of mine, is your best position is your next position. You want to keep moving because that stimulates blood flow, it stimulates your muscles. And, you know, even when we try to stay perfectly balanced, what you'll notice if you close your eyes is that just kind of like a pendulum. We kind of sway side to side. We might sway all the way around. Our bodies are never fully static. So being really static in a chair, it is. It's the new smoking.
Hmm. You allude to one study, but I've seen studies that suggest the same exact thing. Texter says, I stopped drinking pop 6 months ago and have lost 15 pounds without doing anything else.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah.
That right there is a testament to, as I'm still sitting here sucking on the candy you handed me, sugar.
Yeah.
I don't want to call it a demon per se, but the reality is that sugar has gotten into so much of our food, and cutting out a major source of that can have amazing repercussions on the body. So congratulations. That's a big step, because I know a lot of people are addicted to sodas or multiple things, you know.
So even if it takes the New Year's to do it, I suspect it's not a terrible thing that we want to do better, maybe want to lose weight, maybe want to get into better shape. What is the first step we should take?
I would say extend your timeline. I work with a lot of seniors, a lot of people in their golden years. And as someone who is working with that population and seeing all the ways that our bodies sort of fall apart with age, because nobody gets through life unscathed. You know, as much as we might think that we're superhuman when we're young, by the time we get into those golden years, you're not going to be completely unscathed.
My aunt, who was 94 at the time, once said to me, why do they call it the golden years? This is not golden, it's trash, or something like that.
It's,
you know,
it can be very challenging.
Yeah.
And it's a testament to those little habits of moving more, of eating right. I think the seniors who are in the best shape are the ones who have put their health and their fitness on their priorities for a longer period of time. And so when I say extend your timeline, you know, whether it's wanting to lose 20 pounds or get stronger or be able to do a backflip or a pull-up or whatever the skill is that you want, it's okay if it takes longer than you think, as long as you keep showing up, even in little steps, but show up with consistency for yourself. And at the end of the day, if you really want to feel like a fitter version of yourself, there's so much of almost an identity crisis that people have when it comes to their health and their fitness, and especially their weight. And so extending the timeline and thinking, what sort of person can be fit and healthy? What sort of person can lose 20 pounds? What sort of person can still claim that they are an athlete when they turn 70? These are people who keep showing up for themselves. And it doesn't have to be in magnitudinous ways. It can be, you know, choosing something a little healthier when you're out for dinner, or taking a 10-minute break if you've been sitting down at work for too long, and just consistently doing those steps.
We only have about 2 minutes left. Can you give a quick tutorial for our 50-year-old newscaster, Bob Kessler, as to how he can do a backflip and learn how to do it without killing himself?
And I can't do it at all.
I would recommend finding a gymnastics gym and working with a coach and a foam pit.
A foam pit. Oh, I see.
So they, I actually worked as a rec league gymnastics instructor for a little while. So those foam pits, they, you know, it's just big blocks of
it should
cushy
be like
foam.
8 feet high, something like that?
Actually, surprisingly, no.
Foam?
But I.
Oh, you don't know Bob.
Oh, I don't know Bob.
Yeah, I think it'll have to be very thick.
I'm 6 foot tall.
Well, the pits go actually pretty deep because they're elevated and then they go down. But if you want to try a backflip, I'd recommend going there and having someone who can spot you and support you.
Yeah.
There are definitely some prerequisites that I would recommend, but they don't have to be super intense.
Thank you. I just want to do a belly flop.
I'm a firm believer that anybody can learn any skill at any age.
What did you say, Bob?
I just want to do a belly flop in the foam pit now. That sounds really fun.
Exactly.
Then we'll work the back flip too.
So do you start, whether it's a backflip or anything else, does one start slow, step by step?
Yes, please, please, dear God, go slowly and step by step.
Because we just kind of want to dive into it, don't we? As the New Year's approaches, we want to do this. And people go on a crash diet or they crash into the foam pit or whatever it is, and then they kind of give up.
Exactly. So taking extending your timeline and breaking it apart into those small pieces that you can feel accomplished, you can hold yourself accountable and continue showing up for yourself. I would not recommend going from 0 to 60. If you're sedentary and suddenly want to learn how to do a backflip, maybe warm up with some squats. Maybe do a couple of bridges and get your spine limber before you start flipping around in the air. You know, there are some baby steps that you can take.
He does flip around in the newsroom, I will say. Kirsten Anderson, certified through the National Association of Sports Medicine, a personal trainer with Forteza Fitness, Physical Culture, and Martial Arts. Thank you so much. We could have spent much more time talking about this. It goes fast, doesn't it?
It does. It goes very quick. Thank you so much for having me, Steve.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you.